Dan Carl and Michael Castle have been together for 15 years. The Centerville couple says they are religiously married, just not legally. Castle is the pastor at Cross Creek Community Church in Dayton. His partner Dan Carl works in the medical field. Mike and Dan came to the StoryCorps booth to share the story of the birth of their first child, Gideon.
So, Dan, did you ever think we'd be at this place in our lives?
No, to be honest with you, especially at the age of, I was 38, you were 41 at the time of Gideon's birth.
Well, we were, it talked about we'd like to be parents. We kind of dreamed about that occasionally, mentioned it. And I actually even contacted Montgomery County Children's Services, and they sent me this humongous packet of materials. It was kind of overwhelming. I thought, oh my goodness, we'll never get this paperwork filled out. And so I had it there. It was there. Hadn't done anything with it. And I happened to be visiting at the hospital. There was a woman in our church who had given birth, and I went there to pray and celebrate with her and her partner. And she asked me in the hospital, Mike, have you and Dan ever thought about being parents? And I was like, oh, yeah, we've kind of talked about it. We've thought about it. But I just thought, well, I doubt it'll ever happen. But if it ever happens, somebody will show up at our door. And they'll say, Mike and Dan, we have a kid, and we need to put him up for adoption. Would you guys take him? And we'll say, yes, and it'll change our lives forever. I kind of joked about that at the hospital. Little did I know that she would show up at your workplace a few weeks later. And what did she tell you there?
At that point in time, she told me that her sister was pregnant. And I said, well, when is she due? And she said, in 5 weeks. And I just froze. And I said, I need to call Mike. Am I ready for parenting? Was my question.
Well, when you called, I was surprised, but I was excited. And so we schedule the meeting, we get to the attorney's office, we meet her for the first time. And of course, the attorney goes through telling us about what's involved in adopting a child. And the first thing he tells us is what you plan to do is not legal in the state of Ohio. And we're like, what? So he lined out a 4-step process, the first being that I would be given power of attorney, understanding that only I could do this in the state of Ohio, because right now Ohio does not permit same-gender couples adopting children together. We left there that day, and your workplace had already planned a shower where 50-some nurses fill our car with all this stuff.
We had 35 infant outfits. 35.
And I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is going to happen.
The baby shower was on a Wednesday. The next Wednesday, you woke up and said, the baby's going to be born today or tomorrow. And I said, Mike Castle, bite your tongue. I said, we have another week to get ready.
And sure enough, that night at 4:30, as I was getting ready to leave work, I called Dan and said, Dan, I just got the call. Gideon's getting ready to be born.
He greeted me on the phone saying, Daddy, and I about flipped because I thought, No, it can't happen already. I'm thinking, of course, I need to run to the hospital right away. And you, being calm and nonchalant, just decided we should have dinner first. I thought you were crazy.
So in all of our excitement, we go bumbling into the hospital, and they called us to the side and they said, Mike and Dan, we just need to have a little chat with you. And they said, you know, birth mother had crack in her system. And so, therefore, we just want to prepare you on what could happen. And as they went all through the worst-case scenarios, and it was kind of very unsettling, very disorienting, but we felt very committed. About 30 minutes later, they came back and said, Mike and Dan, Gideon is born. It looks like he's a healthy little boy, and we breathed a sigh of relief.
And so there we are in the nursery, and right after the baby's born, they handed him to me, and you and I were there together, and Kelly Clarkson had just won American Idol, and her song was on the radio playing quietly in the nursery, and it was People Wait a Lifetime for a Moment Like This. And of course, as I'm feeding Gideon his first bottle, I say, Gideon, this is our song.
Yeah. And it couldn't be any more dramatic for two gay men to have a clear Kelly Clarkson song playing in the background as we welcome this new little life into our life. It's very special.
Dan Carl and Michael Castle at StoryCorps in Dayton, Ohio. Their conversation was edited by Sarah Buckingham. It will be archived in the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress and on the WYSO website at wyso.org.
A moment like